This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. We talk a lot about the asymmetrical effects of this pandemic in society and in business, where some industries have been driven to their knees and others are doing better than they ever have, like video games. Video game sales have spiked, up almost 20% over a year ago. But there's inequality here, too. Against the backdrop of record profits, the industry is facing a reckoning for how it treats workers. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The business of making video games is often a passion project, says Dimitri Williams, a gaming expert at the University of Southern California.
Of course, it's our baby, and we're willing to put in extra hours to do it.
But as scrappy startups have become multi-billion dollar enterprises, the norms of sometimes 100-hour work weeks with no extra pay have started rubbing workers the wrong way.
When you're essentially in service to the man, it's less exciting to be working on something at 2 a.m.
Recent years have brought increased scrutiny of toxic work culture, discrimination, and inadequate pay. This week, Bloomberg News reported employees at Blizzard Entertainment, which makes World of Warcraft, have been circulating a spreadsheet to anonymously share salaries. Renee Gittens, who heads the International Game Developers Association, says a recent survey found about a third of developers make less than $50,000 a year.
Considering that most game development studios and teams are in high cost of living areas, that can be quite a low salary.
The survey showed people of color and women remain underrepresented in gaming.
The industry has had problems when it comes to treating people equally and providing safe spaces for interactions.
In recent months, dozens of women in gaming have made public charges of discrimination and harassment on social media. Last December, Riot Games, the maker of League of Legends, agreed to a $10 million gender discrimination settlement.
That is not an encouraging sign if there's labor unrest.
Dieter Weitznager heads CTW Investment Group. He's called on the companies to address pay disparities and other workplace issues that can harm worker morale and ultimately their bottom lines. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.